2025, a year filled with blockbuster successes such as Sinners and acclaimed indie favorites like Weapons, has officially come to a close. Rounding out this comeback year was Josh Safdie's Marty Supreme, a movie ushering cinephiles into 2026, a year projected to be even greater for films than its predecessor.
Marty Supreme has enticed a growing number of theatergoers by promising electric ping pong matches and boasting comparisons to movies such as Whiplash, a film with a story similarly centered around a young prodigy, and Safdie's Uncut Gems. Besides sharing a director, Uncut Gems and Marty Supreme both boast vibrant and tense depictions of life in New York City. Natalie Lovinger, an Evanston native who went to see Marty Supreme in Evanston AMC 12, noticed these similarities.
It's kind of like Uncut Gems vibes. A little chaotic, definitely like dirty New York scene, just like period piece, and very action-packed.
Marty Mauser, the titular table tennis pro played by Timothy Chalamet, scrapes through a chaotic 8 months of his life in the 1950s. At every turn, his addiction to greatness in his sport clouds his judgment, catapults him into debt and danger, and pushes him to take advantage of supporting characters played masterfully by Gwyneth Paltrow and Odessa Zion, all while leaving audiences leaning forward in their seats to try and take in as much of the film as possible. Lovinger gives her thoughts on Chalamet's character.
You want to see him win, but you also maybe want to see him learn his lesson a little bit, so you're definitely locked into what's going to happen.
Though many of the situations Marty finds himself in seem hopeless to recover from, his undying self-confidence, coupled with the vibrant and plucky score, give the film a relentlessly lively energy, even in scenes that in any other film would feel bleak. And, although he hits some low lows, it's hard not to root for him, and it's nearly impossible to unglue your eyes from the screen. Another moviegoer at the theater was Dominic Lee, who was thoroughly impressed with the film. He especially resonated with the portrayal of key cities such as New York City and Tokyo. He also thinks that the movie is worth a watch for a wide variety of audiences.
Well, I think anybody, really, young or old, and definitely you don't have to be into ping pong.
Movie theaters are considered a third space, a location entirely separate from work and home that allows for social interaction and community engagement. There has been a steep decline in third spaces since the mid-20th century, movie theaters included. The domination of streaming platforms nearly rendered theaters obsolete. Numerous cinemas have closed down since 2020, partially accelerated by the pandemic, as well as the convenience and relative cost-effectiveness of streaming.
Yet, films such as Marty Supreme, Superman, Wicked, and other recent box office successes have revived the near-extinct establishments, bringing life back into theaters across the country. Able to witness this change firsthand in Evanston's theater is AMC 12 employee Carly Stevenson, who has noticed a distinct increase in her workplace's popularity since the release of Marty Supreme. She has seen floods of moviegoers enter the theater eager to see these revered films, creating an electric environment not too dissimilar from the frantic essence of Safdie's film.
It's packed in here, and honestly, it feels like the movie. It's like so stressful. I'm like, oh my God, I'm dying.
Triumphs such as Marty Supreme not only add creativity and complexity to the world of film, they can reinstate movie theaters as a staple of entertainment culture. As 2026 persists, you can and should visit your local theater to watch this year's laundry list of highly anticipated films.
For WNUR News, I'm Ella Alexander.
And I'm Ileana Dimas.
Match point again for Mr. Mills. No strokes again.